Come on, my sister calls from the water. Jump in already. I back away from the ladder and run to the bow of the boat. As I slide into the water, I can hear my sister yelling for me. Zoe, come back! Wimp! I dunk my head into the warm, soothing sea and wait. 2 seconds. 4 seconds. I dive, my feet shooting into the air, propelling me down. As I come around the side of the boat, I see my sister's foot dangling in the water, a foot above my head. I stall underneath her for a second. I count her toes. I wish I could stay here forever, floating in this state of anticipation. But the temptation to pull her foot is too much. On top of that, I can feel my lungs screaming for air. I give her foot a quick tug and come up. She splashes me as my head pops out of the water. I laugh and splash her back. Every year, my family goes sailing for 3 weeks on our sailboat, a Monzi. Perhaps because a Monzi means water in Xhosa, all of the memories that stand out in my mind occurred while I was in the water. From wading in an icy creek I found while exploring an island with my sister, to the time I watched a bear swimming around a Monzi while I was kayaking 50 feet away with my mom. The best memories of all, though, are from when I was just hanging out in the water. No adventure needs to be involved. No great story I can go home with and use to wow my friends. Just those moments that get lost sometimes because there is nothing remarkable about them except for the fact that you are completely happy. And I know there will probably be a time in my life when I don't remember these moments, but that's okay because they happened.